Hey everyone, it's Rick Fox here to remind you that the Spring's Premier InsurTech Conference Accelerate, powered by NetView, is just around the corner. One of the highlights of the event each year is the NetView Day of Caring, and this year it's benefiting a Minneapolis-based charity who helps people struggling with poverty, homelessness, unemployment, addiction, and so many other life issues. We need your help, and you don't even have to be a NetView member or attending the conference to pitch in. Go to www.netviewaccelerate.com and click on the Day of Caring page to donate money for supplies or sign up to volunteer. Thank you.
Welcome to the Vertifor Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertifor. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Vertifor Insurance Podcast, or as you might know it, the VIP. I am the host, Rick Fox, and today we will do another one of Rick's insurance. And today's topic, modernizing the independent insurance agency. I want to start by saying, anybody listening in right now, this is relevant to all. And why I say that is, obviously, we get a lot of folks listening in from agencies across the country, across the world, actually, as we're starting to do our data. We get people listening in from carriers, from other insurtech companies, from all parts of the industry. And I think this is a topic that is important, obviously, to anyone in an agency, from agency principals all the way down to anybody that works in an agency, but also important at every level of our industry, from carriers to other insurtech companies, to listen in. So buckle up and let's get after it. So what does modernizing the agency mean? And to me, there's three main things that we're trying to accomplish with this. Okay. By the way, before I get started, let me just say, don't forget to subscribe. I know I say this every time, but I really want you to subscribe. If you're on Apple, go subscribe. If you're on Spotify, go subscribe. Wherever you get your podcast, subscribe to this. Give us a review if you like what you're hearing. Follow me on LinkedIn. That way you'll make sure you know every time we get a new episode up. Send me a direct message. More than happy to connect with you that way. If you have questions, if you have any comments, let us know what you think. But just the best part about LinkedIn right now is what I'm seeing is when I put up one of our podcasts as a post, when other people are sharing that post with their universe, that's how we get the message out. And this thought leadership piece gets to the masses, which is what we're going for. The feedback has been great. The listenership is incredible, but we just want to keep growing it. So if you could do that solid for us, that would be awesome. Anyway, there, Dylan, I did it. I gave the housekeeping part. All right, modernizing the agency. For me, it breaks down into three things that I want to talk about. All right, number one is engaging your customers. Number two is empowering your employees. And number three is enabling profitable growth. Those are all three things that are done by a more modern, more technologically advanced approach to your agency. So when I say modernizing the agency, I don't mean get new desks and take the wallpaper off the walls of your old 30-year-old building that you've never changed and take the file cabinets away and change the pictures on the wall. I'm talking about modernizing the way you think, modernizing the way you do business, modernizing the way that your staff is armed to do battle on a daily basis. And not that any of those things I just mentioned are bad, like, because there are still customers that might come in the office as you're recruiting new talent into your office. You know, they want to come in and see an environment that is appealing, that they're used to in today's things. Let's start with number one, engaging customers. So here's the, like, if you learn nothing more from this than what I'm about to say, it's this. You have to focus on a client, on your client digital experience. Your customers expect the same experience when they use InsurTech as they do when they use Netflix or Amazon. Today's customers want to be met where they are. They want to receive information fast. This isn't the first time you've heard me say this, but I want to really boil it down into, I work at an agency right now. My agency isn't doing this, or I own an agency right now and I need my agency to change that. Again, if you did nothing than focus on a client digital experience within your agency, you are winning. You are now starting to differentiate. You are getting to a place where that where the customer is now not only just a customer, but a loyal supporter of you because you are meeting them where they are. You've heard me say this before. If you get a phone call from a customer, don't send them an email. If they send you an email, don't pick up the phone and call them. Meet them where they are. And a lot of that has to do simply with the way you communicate. The rest of it has to do with ways that you do things by automating processes, by adding value with the engagement, with that experience that they have. And what, why I think this is so important right now, if you really think about it. Now think about this. I can get anything I want from Amazon without doing much of anything but pushing a button. Same thing is true with Netflix. The same thing is very true with the Geicos and the Progressives of the world today. Where do you put your current business in regards to stacking up against other industries? Now, insurance is different. We know that. We're playing catch up in a lot of areas, especially technologically. But at the same time, that's not the thinking of your customers. Your customers are used to clicking a button on Amazon, everything pre-filling, pushing one more button, and that shows up on their porch the next day. Are they having any kind of that experience with you? So, does your website have any version of a client portal? Does your the way that they are able to get information from you in an efficient, expeditious manner, is that happening in a digital way that makes your agency ready for now, but even more so ready for the future, ready to charge farther? For those of you that listen to the InsurRants, by the way, the retention InsurRant that we did a few weeks back, did incredible numbers, which tells us that's an important topic to you. And think about things like that, that we're talking about loyalty of customers. We're talking about the experience of your customers. And all of that equals dollars because all of that equals retaining business. So I would say engaging your customers and meeting them where they are is, if, like I said, if nothing else, go work on that. And you're winning. You're definitely, you took enough out of this podcast to have it be a win. Now, don't stop listening because I'm going to keep digging in. So, all right. So we talked about engaging customers. Number two, empowering your employees. And what do I mean by that? It doesn't just mean you give them the freedom to make decisions. You empower them by arming them with systems that make people more productive and therefore more efficient. So what does that mean? So think about easy fixes. Or easy things you either are doing good for you or aren't and should be. Can your customers pay you electronically? Do you have a vendor in place right now, like an ePay policy that's by the way, one of our Orange partners, that works with you behind the scenes, similar to the way when you go to, let's say you go to eBay and buy something, you push pay, you go to PayPal and pay, and then you come back. That same environment for your insurance agency is what today's consumers expect. Why is that important? Because that shows your employees that you are working in a modern, empowered environment. Things like DocuSign. Can your customers sign things via email, via DocuSign? Again, why that's important for your customers and also goes to engaging your customers, but now we're talking about your employees. So think about the staff you have currently. And let's talk about your management system, all right? Now, of course, Vertifor is a management system company. We have other tools. We have partners up and down that are technologically advanced, best of breed. But what I'm talking about here is the idea that that is a differentiator at the agency level, regardless of vendor. And I shouldn't say regardless of vendor because it has to be someone who is moving in that same direction. But let's just take your management system. 15, 20 years ago, the management system was the lifeblood of the agency. It did everything. now a lot of people who are on the upper end of the scale of technologically advanced in the insurance space, they're using so many other technologies to do things that are right for their agency that the management system is still the hub. It's still the core, but they are letting that management system talk to other vendors, talk to other technologies, and do other things. Again, I'm not harping on this for a quick ad, but the Orange Partner Program is a Vertifor vetted solution. Those are solutions that we have already gone through the process and due diligence of saying, this is best of breed. These are the best at what they do. They talk to your management system, and now you have so much more power, so much more flexibility in the way you do your business. It's incredible. And as we're talking about employees, think about why that's important. Okay, so your staff that you've had for, let's say, your experienced side of your staff, they are used to doing things a certain way. So change is always different and hard. But they also work really hard to do work that isn't always the most efficient. Okay, that's your experienced staff. Give them the tools. The other one is when you're drawing in new talent, or you already have the younger generation, say millennials, even like we're even down to the point now where Gen Z is entering the workplace. Do you have the capability technologically in your now modernized agency, because you're going to follow everything I say and you're going to go out and do these things? Do you have the capability for someone that's younger to look at what you're offering them as a desk, as a computer, as the way they conduct their business, and have them say, yeah, this works. I can get through my work. I can plow through work using these tools. If your answer to that is, yeah, maybe, then you need to really be taking a hard look at what's going on within. You're gonna lose talent. Because that user experience of an employee is as important as anything else. Think about when they sit down at their desk. Are you proud of the tools that you've provided them? And the modernization that you've done over, and let's say you're the agency principal and you've been sitting there in the ownership chair for 20, 25 years. Are you proud of the product that you now have given them? And by product, I mean the desk they sit in, the job they're going to do, that you have armed them with technology. You've armed them with multiple monitors, as simple as that. And given them the tools they need to do their job. That's the user experience that you want to create for all of your employees. Your employees are at a point now where there are options. There are agencies that, like, I've walked into a couple agencies, and all the way to what I said before, they've got brand new pictures on the wall. It looks like an ad agency looks. It looks like, you know, you're walking into one of the cool, like, hip coffee shops that you see around wherever you live. I live in San Diego, so there's one down the street that's like, I like hanging out here because it's cool. But you also know, and you're maybe an employee right now sitting in an agency that hasn't been updated in a while. Maybe your monitor still is, you know, a foot deep because it's an old screen. Are you giving if you're an owner the right user experience for your staff to be happy, to be successful, to be to bring the level of your culture up within your office? Are you doing those things right now? If the answer to any of those last questions is no, that's okay. But it's time to modernize your agency. It's time to take that step. Is it an investment? Yes. Think about, let me just use a simple example. Think about the cost of 20 new flat screens. You need 20 new flat screens to give everyone dual monitors or tri-monitors, whatever you think is important, or whatever. Shoot me a note on LinkedIn and you and I can talk about how their desk should be configured. More than happy to help. But let's say that costs, let's say it's $3,000 or $4,000. Is that cheaper or less expensive than the cost of one of your employees leaving and onboarding someone else, or the amount of work and headache of the rest of the staff if someone were to leave? I guarantee you, if they're not from our industry, the younger generation, and they're looking at an opportunity in our industry. We know as well as we know, once they get in, we got them. We're probably going to keep them. But it's your responsibility to give them that user experience that is modern, that is looks like today. It looks like the way they work on their computer when they're at their house. It's the way they go to Amazon. It's the way they do things. It's why you need electronic payments. It's why you need a management system that is open architecture and will integrate with other softwares. And those other softwares are by choice in the agency to push your agency forward, to modernize it, to give it turbocharged power and get it out to a point where you're dominating. That's what we want for you. We believe, and we being me and the team, we sat around to think of these insure rants, that this is the this is a big thing. This is a big thing at Vertifor. When we look at our strategy, top of the list, modernize the agency, top of the list. And so when I look at that, I look at empowering my employees as important as anything else. Give them the tools. Give them the ammo. Let them be good at their jobs. Let them enjoy their jobs. Let them grow. I think if you do those things, you will see an incredible, incredible change in the way the productivity, the culture, the attrition rate will go down as employees will stay. Your older employees will thank you because once they get through the I don't like the change phase, they'll get to the, man, this is so much easier than the way we used to do it phase. And that's where you want to be. All right, number three. And this one ties directly into the first two. All right, so number one is engaging your customers. Number two, empowering your employees and arming your employees. Number three is enabling profitable growth. So this works at every level. So this works, obviously, if there's an agency principal listening to this, I know there are because I get notes from you. Thank you so much. Again, great feedback for us. But I get notes all the time from agency principals saying, hey, that really helped me take my agency in a certain direction or gave me the information that I didn't know where else to get it. But when I say enabling profitable growth, this is what I mean. If you've got a great experience for your customers, that digital experience, a way that they feel like you're reaching them where they are. You've got a staff that's flying at their job because you have created efficiency. You've created operational efficiency, but also you've created this vibe and this culture around your office and the ability for just to get more done. So now we're talking about return on investment. I mentioned buying new monitors or whatever it might be to up it. There is an investment. What is my return on that? This is where, gosh, crazy, Rick's going to talk about making sure you have a plan in place. I do this all the time. I'm sorry, but I am a planner. I have run enough businesses to know that having things organized is going to help you. But let's talk about an ROI. An ROI on an employee. What do you currently see as an employee's break even? If we get them past 6 months, if we get them past a year, whatever that timing is, then they become profitable for us. Where the revenue per employee for that desk is outweighing the onboarding cost that it was for us or whatever that might look like. So when I say enabling profitable growth, we're talking about operational efficiency that is measurable. You can manage that. And from that management of that, you can measure it. So what is the ROI on any investments I'm making on, whether that's technology, whether that's hardware, like I mentioned, screens, monitors, whether that's staff, whatever your investment is, it's time to start looking at that and confirming that you are, by doing these things, you are enabling profitable growth. So if I put in, let's say, a marketing automation software. Again, if you go to an Orange partner, someone like an Agency Revolution, of course, I'm going to say Agency Revolution. It used to be my company. And you start using automated marketing to touch your customers, to get them the message out, to add value as we talked about in engaging your customers. And that costs you X amount of dollars a month, but your retention numbers go up by 3 points. ROI equals yay, we'll take that all day long. That's a win for your agency. And then you can also start looking at it in this way. As you're looking at the things you're spending and the things that you're managing and measuring, What is your revenue per employee? Right now, sitting at each desk is X amount of thousands of dollars if I take my total revenue divided by the people working on that revenue. If I made their day easier, could they each add 15%? I think the answer to that is easily yes. Even those of you that think you're doing a pretty good job, take a look and see if there's other ways to gain efficiency. If you do, 15%, if you're a $1 million agency, that means you could add $150,000 of revenue on top of that and not add any more staff. And there's your return on investment. There's your ROI. Some of this, okay, so that's the three. I'll circle back around again and just give you them bullets one more time. But a couple other points that I think are crucial. At this point, I think we have to talk about data as something that is either an advantage or is very quickly going to become a disadvantage for you. What are you doing with your data? You have so much data on your customers. Your data can tell you things like which customers are most at risk for leaving you, which product specific types of customers are more likely to want and need, where cross-sell opportunities are. And it does no good if it's just sitting there and you're not doing anything with it. So are you using any of your data to solve retention problems, to cross-sell, to talk to carriers about market specificity and programmatizing anything with some of your carriers? Those are what modernized agencies are doing. They're leveraging their data, which you have a ton of it in your management system, and they're getting out in front of that and they're making it happen. They're making more money. They have more customers. They're retaining more of their business. So I would say data and insights is a very important piece of this. Here's something that we also, if those of you out there listening, I said, anybody that's listening, this is pertinent. Carriers, some of the carriers are still behind in their technology, which slows you down. It is our responsibility on the agency side to be having conversations with those carriers and making sure they're modernizing their tech stack so that you can talk cleaner to them. So your technology and their technology plays nice in the sandbox, so to speak. So when you look down these things and you talk, and those are like added bonus points, data and conversations with your carriers to get their tech and their modernization up and running faster. But if we circle all the way back around and I just say, these are the three things, and you can take from this rant something that makes your agency bigger, faster, stronger, more fun to work at, whatever the goal is, by doing one, two, or three of these main points, good on you. I think you won today. And so I hope you wrote down notes. If you didn't, I'm going to tell you again, these are the three main things you should be focused on. Number one, engage your customers. Engage them in a way that they're used to being engaged with in today's society. Number two, empower your employees, arm your employees, give them the ability to crush at work, right? And number three, enable profitable growth. You do those first two, the third one sort of comes naturally. Your job, though, is to manage it, measure it, and make sure it's working. Make sure that the money that's being invested, the time that's being invested, the energy that's being invested is profitable. Those three things. And I think you're well on your path to modernizing your agency. And like I said, a couple of new flat screens and a couple of new pictures on the wall don't hurt either. Thanks everybody for listening today. I think this is really big stuff. I think it's easy if you sit, whether you're an employee, whether you're an owner, whether you work at a carrier and you're stopping by agencies, even another insurtech company, look at your current situation in the agency, in any agency. And tell me you're all the way to modern, all the way to those things we just discussed, and send me a note and I'll come visit you because I want to see it. There is room for improvement at almost every level, and I am here to help any way I can, and I'm looking forward to watching most of you, all of you hopefully, modernize your agency and fight the good fight. Thanks for listening in. Don't forget to subscribe. We'll be back next week with a great interview and 2 weeks with another rant. And we just appreciate everybody listening. We'll see you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast. And tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertafore.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at Vertifor.